KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. In Clint Eastwood's film version of Jersey Boys, the first signs of trouble come in the opening scene, which is set in Belleville, New Jersey in 1951. Bleached out skies give way to muted colors, mainly browns and dark reds, along with grays and blacks. This depressing palette is apparently an aesthetic choice meant to denote a vanished era, but it's a destructive choice that makes everyone look embalmed and one that expresses all too accurately the movie's emotional colors. Jersey Boys, the phenomenally successful jukebox musical about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, opened on Broadway in 2005 and is still going strong. It's a story told through music and first-person accounts with conflicting points of view of how four ambitious kids, three of them from meanish streets, rose to international fame. The movie stars John Lloyd Young, who won a Tony in the Broadway production, and he's as startling as ever when he does his own version of Frankie Valli's falsetto. It's the vocal equivalent of a laser. The exuberant music retains its appeal, but the film leans heavily, and I mean heavily, on the dark side of the group's success. The early lapses into criminality, the scheming and incessant quarreling, the financial follies that get them deeply indebted to the mob. It's the Sopranos in falsetto register, Goodfellas full of glum fellas and their grating dames. The primary perp of the unpleasantness is Tommy DeVito, the group's lead guitarist. He banishes fun whenever he's on screen, lacing into his buddies with delusional fury or haranguing the camera in direct address. Tommy is played by Vincent Piazza from Boardwalk Empire, but the actor shouldn't be blamed for the failings of his director, who's populated the screen with lots of unpleasant characters. Frankie's wife, his girlfriends, a record executive, a mob enforcer. Frankie himself isn't unpleasant, how's that for high praise, but he isn't a vivid presence either. However remarkable John Lloyd Young may have been in the original Broadway show, he lacks experience as a movie actor. All of which raises baffling questions about the direction and its tone. Clint Eastwood has long been known as a lover of music and a champion of musicians. Was he so seduced by the bleaker aspects of the backstory that he neglected the production's grace notes? Whatever the cause, the movie turns sour when the singers aren't singing, and the first person that counts don't work at all, even though much of their substance comes from the show. Spoken words can have their own rhythm and musicality, but these straight-to-the-camera speeches, unleavened by grace or humor, keep stopping the wobbly drama in its tracks. The cinematographer was Eastwood's longtime collaborator, Tom Stern. The other two members of the Four Seasons, Bob Gaudio and Nick Massey, are played by Eric Bergen and Michael Lomenda. Christopher Walken, as the mobster Gyp DiCarlo, speaks to the slow, muffled beat of his own drum. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW in mid-July.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.